air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Five people are accused of selling or buying human brains, a heart, a kidney, a spleen, livers, lungs, and skin. FBI agents in Boston saying they've broken up a ring trafficking human body parts out of Harvard Medical School. Local reaction?
Human body parts? That's just grotesque.
Los Angeles has now been added to the sanctuary cities where the Texas governor is busing people seeking asylum in the U.S. LAPD confirms a bus with asylum seekers in it arrived at Union Station, and the mayor's office is handling it. When prices go skyward, it's a top story, so this, rightfully, should also be when prices plummet. Our Jim Ryan.
Over easy, sunny side up, or scrambled, the price of eggs has been falling dramatically. The government index that tracks egg prices fell 13.8% in May alone. That's the largest one-month decline since January of 1951.
This is ABC News. There's now less of a chance the supply chain for goods will be disrupted, the Pacific Maritime Association announcing it's reached a tentative agreement with the union that covers all workers at 29 West Coast ports. A new total for Bill Cosby, now accused of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment by more than 60 women. Nine more in Nevada now suing him. Cosby's 85, his lawyer blasting these lawsuits against his client. Amid severe thunderstorms in the Northeast Wednesday, a man's lucky to be alive. Eric Baumgartner, a Woodbridge Township, New Jersey, public works employee, was painting lines in a middle school soccer field when he was hit by lightning. Assigned to the high school right next door and arriving within seconds to help, police officer Robert McPartland.
Some burn marks appeared on his hands, realized he didn't have a pulse, and began CPR.
And then?
When more units arrived, we were able to get the AED hooked up to him and start breathing for him.
Officer McPartland hailed as a hero, Baumgartner recovering at a hospital. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.